From time immemorial, humankind has always sought ways to improve the quality of life for herself. The quest for knowledge has paved way for lots of inventions and life-saving procedures, such as the caesarean section. The surgical procedure is well known and accepted around the world, saving the lives of both mother and child and when vaginal delivery is risky. However, the procedure seem not to have been embraced by the Nigerian society. According to World Health Organization report, over 600,000 maternal deaths were recorded between 2005 and 2015, and no less than 900,000 maternal near-miss cases occurred in Nigeria. Worst in most developed countries of the world, the risk of a woman dying during pregnancy, postpartum, and post-abortion is 1 in 4,900. The Nigerian woman has a 1 in 22 lifetime risk. I spoke to Padmo, the director of Africa Youth Development, a women, youth and children's non-governmental organization. Here is what he has to say about the acceptance of C-section in Nigeria.
It's an issue that the Nigerian woman finds difficult to accept. You have to understand the African tradition is very steeped in its own ways. And they see caesarean section as something foreign, as something that you can find in Europe, America, and foreign countries.
And who, other than a healthcare professional working one-on-one with these women, could give you first-hand experience of what it's really like working with them? Let's hear of Mary, a perioperative nurse who has been working with the Federal Medical Center for over 10 years, recount her experience.
When I was in antenatal unit, the experience I had when women are advised to undergo CS due to medical reasons are not really good, because some majorly do not accept, major women do not accept. Most families do not accept. They blame the women, claiming that no person in their family do deliver through CS. It's like a taboo for them to deliver through CS. And you find out that some of these women will not consider their health first or the health of their baby. They will be thinking about how the family is going to treat them.
For Ngozi, a teacher and the mother of two who has had all her two babies via C-section, hear her experience regarding C-section growing up.
Women that had their baby through C-section is stigmatized. What I'm trying to say is that their fellow women or family members will start asking, why is it so? Does it mean that the woman doesn't have strength or can't give back to her baby, her own self?
Whilst the lack of efficient medical system to improve the health and well-being of both mother and unborn child might be the reason for the aversion of C-section amongst Nigerian pregnant women, there is reason to believe this might not be the only factor. According to Chechi, a 29-year-old businesswoman and a first-time mother whose baby was breached, the desire to experience vaginal delivery was the reason she initially refused the procedure.
I dreamt of giving birth to my babies through my vagina, but because I needed to save the life of my baby and my life, so I have to go for it.
If it's their first pregnancy, they will say they want to experience vagina delivery first before any other one.
Who would have thought gossip and stories that make it round town would impact on a pregnant woman's decision to accept C-section? But here is Ada, a 28-year-old mother of two, who said stories she has heard surrounding C-section affected her decision to accept C-section delivery.
Honestly, I was not comfortable with it. Because of the story I've heard from other women who gave birth through C-section, I said not all survives it.
Having a baby in Nigeria requires some level of financial commitment. antenatal visits, mother's daily routine drugs, scans and tests, baby's dresses, diapers, preparing the baby's room, baby's nutrition, all these have to be paid for. However, it seems when C-section is involved, pregnant women and their families find it more difficult to accept the surgical procedure due to the financial cost.
Financially, they might not be able to pay for the bill involved in carrying out the cesarean section. So this is also a problem.
My mother-in-law, she's not supportive at all. She didn't buy the idea. She just said that the money is too much. She was like, I should give myself more time. The baby will position. It's not yet time. Why my delivery date has long passed?
They were like, money issues. Are we really going to afford for the CS? So we needed to hope on and be positive about the body for the operation.
Stories abound of pregnant women and their families' inability to afford the financial cost of C-section delivery in Nigerian federal government-owned hospitals. And this particular factor begs the question, how expensive is C-section compared to vaginal delivery? Louis, who has been an assessment officer for over 10 years with the Federal Medical Center, says C-section is more expensive than vaginal delivery. Whilst the cost of C-section ranges between 70,000 naira to 130,000 naira, which is about 159 euro to 295 euro, the cost of vaginal delivery ranges between 30,000 naira to 48,000 naira, which is about 68 euro to 109 euro. The cost of C-section is nearly three times the cost of vaginal delivery.
CS is more expensive than normal vaginal delivery. The cost of CS here ranges from 70,000 to 130,000, while that of normal delivery ranges from 30,000 to 48,000.
During vaginal delivery, some of the things that make the bill vary include episiotomy, vacuum delivery, the quantity of drugs given to the patient during and after delivery, and tear. However, during C-section, factors such as annex fee, anesthetic disposable fee, drugs, therapeutic feeding in cases where patient is either diabetic or hypertensive or requires a particular kind of meal, then the number of days the patient stays in the hospital after delivery. Those things affect the bill during cesarean section.
And the normal delivery, there are some indices that makes the price to vary. One of them is the episiotomy. During delivery, some patients are being given episiotomy. Some do have tear during delivery or nip. Another one is vacuum delivery. The quantity of drugs used on the patient equally makes the bill to vary. Then on that of CS, many factors equally make the CS to vary. One of them is the annex fee. Sometimes a patient might not be able to be carried by a particular part of the anesthesia. They might use another one. Sometimes there are bills we'll see epiduria, and the annex fee for the epiduria is higher than other ones, the anesthetic, disposable, and operation fee. Another thing that makes the bill to vary much on CS is feeding. There are some patients that are hypertensive or diabetic, so their feeding more or less is on therapeutic. And therapeutic feeding is higher than that of normal feeding. So the number of days these patients stay after surgery contributes the amount of bill they pay on discharge. So these things put together, the cost of anesthetic fee, the disposable materials from the annex unit, the operation fee, the drugs, then the feeding makes bill to be higher.
During general assessment for both women who delivered via C-section and vaginal, the number of babies, the sex of the baby, birth certificate, quantity of drugs used during both deliveries are all included in the bill.
During the assessment, the sex of the baby is male. The patient will pay for what we call circumcision or CSSD. So if it's two twin male child, then it will be paid by two. If it's three, by three. If it's one, you pay for one, which is a unit. On the birth certificate, which is equally billed, if it's one baby, it has a unit cost. If the baby is more than one, the patient will pay for the number of babies. Then the drugs that are being used, because the drug you use for Mrs. A might not be the same quantity or amount of drug used for B, C, and D. So all those, these are things that varies. Their variation equally makes the bill, final billing, to vary.
For both delivery methods, patients and patient families are expected to deposit a certain amount of money before any of the procedures begins.
The admission is expected to pay a certain amount of money as deposit. For normal delivery, they are being expected to pay 30,000. While for that of CS, they are expected to pay 75,000 naira. There must be deposit. It is on rare cases that the patient can be attended to without deposit.
It is now an established fact that C-section is expensive in Nigerian federal hospitals. But the question is, how is the federal government of Nigeria helping her citizens about this bill? Are there programs available to pregnant women and their families in respect to financing the cost of this surgery? Could they be allowed to leave the hospital and gradually, over time, offset these bills? Is it subsidized in any way? Are they allowed to pay some percentage while the government takes care of the rest? What exactly is available for these women and their families?
The patient must pay completely on discharge before the patient is allowed to go. Persons that are handy, they offset their bill and take their patient home. But so for those of them that are not handy, some of them will be paying in their bills gradually, despite they have been discharged, because they will not be allowed to go. You must clear the whole bills before you go. Because at exit gate, you will tender the receipt for final payment before they allow you to move out of the gate. Patient doesn't go and come back to pay. They must finish their payment before they are allowed to leave the hospital. There is no way government helps in child delivery or pregnant women treatments. There is no program pertaining to cost here. Pregnant women treatments or delivery is not free. Neither is it subsidized. The patient carries the cost.
Religion comes through as a strong factor in the lives of the women in this environment. The society upholds the portion of the Bible in Exodus chapter 1, verse 19, which says, "The midwives answered Pharaoh, 'Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive.' Thus, to demonstrate their faith, some of these women refuse to accept C-section."
These are people who are steeped into Christianity, and they seem to believe that the Bible, in the Old Testament, where it says that when the Pharaoh asked the midwives to make sure that the Hebrew women did not give birth, and the midwife said to Pharaoh that the Hebrew women were giving unhindered birth, so that they couldn't do much, that they weren't even, the midwives weren't doing much to assist the Hebrew women with birth. So when an African woman gets to that point in the delivery, you see them relying more on their pastors, going to prayers, just so they would deliver like the Hebrew woman. So yes, there's some religious connotation to it.
Owing to these religious perceptions, these women seek the help of alternative providers. Who could be their religious leaders in church, their pastors? When they are told by their medical professionals a surgical procedure will be performed on them to deliver their babies.
I went to my pastor. The pastor gave me some Psalms to read and pray over it as well. Though when I went, I was expecting my pastor to tell me not to go for CS, that maybe he will pray for me, or we will pray so my baby will position well for me to deliver safely, normal, through vagina birth. He just gave me some Psalms to go and read and pray for protection. I should pray for direction, for the strength. So I should pray for strength, that I will go in and come out and life successfully. So he just advised me. Then I made up my mind. I was so strong when I left after the prayers.
One of the factors globally documented in hindering health-seeking behavior is stigmatization. It is a long-lasting mark of social disgrace that has a profound effect on interactions between the stigmatized and the unstigmatized. And it is cross-cutting and has been hindering Nigerian women in accepting C-section.
Stigmatization in the sense that she sees it as a hard fault if she's unable to deliver naturally, and she thinks that her peers will point fingers at her and said she was less than a woman.
Their families, it's like a taboo. They blame the women, claiming that no person in their family do deliver through CS.
Fortunately, not every pregnant woman in Nigeria undergoing C-section is stigmatized. Chinyere, a teacher and the mother of two, said her family supported her all the way during the time she had caesarean section.
My family people, they didn't see much of it. They just said, which day? Just tell us ahead of time so that we'll keep in touch and we'll keep praying for you. And that was it.
In Nigerian hospitals, before a surgeon would perform a C-section on a pregnant woman, consent must be obtained from either the woman's spouse or family member who is with her in the hospital.
It's the husband that is usually asked to sign the paper. Unless when the husband is not around, they'll ask the woman who is close to her, the next person close to her, the person can sign, either the mother or the father or the in-laws, anyone that is around, that is a relative of the woman, will sign.
The essence of obtaining consent is to absolve the hospital of any responsibility should anything go wrong during the surgery.
It's considered a major surgery in Nigeria when a woman is having a C-section because she's going to be under anesthesia. The hospital wants to be sure that should anything go wrong with the operation, they had consent of the family, of her next of kin, of the husband. And of course, he also ropes whoever signs the consent letter or the consent form, he ropes that person in as the person responsible financially for the operation. It's just hospital policy.
Religious leaders aren't the only people these women run to seek second opinion. They also seek the help of other midwives who promise to assist them with vaginal delivery.
So we'll go to older midwives that they say will help them deliver their baby.
Some of them also visit herbalists who administer herbs to them. Here Mary recounts one of her experiences during her time in the maternity ward.
Yes, some do take a herbal medicine. Like we lost one patient. She lost her life and the life of her babies. She was told she's going to undergo cesarean section, but she did not agree to what the doctor said. She seeked for alternative method by going to a place they gave her herbal medicine that will help her, according to them. She took the herbal medicine, not knowing that it was causing serious danger, to the extent that her baby died in her womb without her knowing. They started decaying before she now noticed that something was wrong. When she was rushed to the hospital, operated on her, at the end of the day, she did not still make it.
The aversion for C-section has had quite tremendous negative impact on pregnant women, their babies, and the society at large, as it increases maternal mortality rate. According to World Health Organization report, the estimated maternal mortality of Nigeria in the year 2015 was over 800 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births, with nearly 58,000 maternal deaths.
It has caused the death of a lot of women and children.
Padmore believes mother and child do not get the adequate care and attention they deserve during this difficult yet delicate time, as the pregnant woman spends most of the time going from one place to the other, seeking the assistance of alternative providers.
Mother and child do not get the best care, okay? Because if a mother has been told that she's going to be going for C-section, which requires a lot of bed rest, instead of quietly taking care of herself and her unborn child, that mother instead is found running around looking for who is going to say otherwise, who is going to say, oh, you can do it the natural way, forget about the C-section. And in that climate, she's not giving the child and herself the best care possible.
Not only has this led to increased maternal mortality, it has also led to high rate of maternal morbidity, as sometimes the experience could leave the pregnant woman more traumatized.
It has increased the maternal morbidity because there is some trauma involved in a child who is positioned for C-section delivery, and by a competent medical doctor who says this child is breached and you cannot have natural birth. But the mother, because of her own inclination, decides to try natural birth. It often results in a lot of things.
Consequent to seeking the help of alternative providers, Mary says that most times, those women end up in their hospitals in more critical conditions when treatments go wrong. This, unfortunately, increases the risk of losing the mother or unborn child.
At the end of the day, they will still carry them back to our center, because most of them, when the other one starts doing what they say they know how to do, complications might come up along the line and they will still bring them back to our center. And as a result of this, we find out that most of them might lose their lives or the lives of their baby.
It is evident that stigmatization, religion, finance, and fear are some of the factors that contribute to the refusal of C-section by Nigerian women. The big question now is, what has been done to right things to help those women and their families understand there is nothing wrong in choosing a life-saving procedure for yourself and your unborn child? Padmos says his NGO, Africa Youth Development, is employing a method known as the Behavioral Change Campaign, BCC, communication method developed by the Johns Hopkins University. The method involves reaching out to the community and educating them on the need to embrace C-section when vaginal delivery is unsafe.
Some of the ways that our organization ploy to bring about a change is in a communication practice which was developed by Johns Hopkins University called BCCC, which is Behavioral Change Campaign. Behavioral change is exactly what it says. You are doing things, you have one set of behavior that the community, the society has been doing for a long time, hundreds of years, centuries, ancestors, and you're trying to get them to do things differently. We reach out to the grassroots, the local governments, the chiefs in the villages, because we need to talk to the women. They are going to be the mothers of tomorrow. We need to talk to their husbands too, so they are aware of what actually seeking for an alternative but means.
The method also involves educating alternative providers, such as old midwives, on the need to understand the negative effects of trying to assist women who stand at risk with vaginal delivery.
As we talk to the maternal people who are the midwives, because the midwives are a key. They are the ones perpetuating this. For the midwife to know that her actions can cause infection to the unborn baby, plus also cause various birth defects and illnesses when the baby is born.
There seems to be light coming up the end of the tunnel. As Padmore says, the Behavioral Change Campaign his non-governmental organization is employing is yielding fruits as more women sign up for antenatal care in their local care facilities.
We can see and gauge the results that they are producing because more and more mothers-to-be are signing up for antenatal care in their primary health centers.
Finally, let's hear from Uchechukwu, Ada, Ngozi, and Chinyere. What impact their experience had made on them, if they will agree to have the procedure done again, or encourage another woman have C-section when vaginal delivery is risky?
If it's to save the life of that baby and the mother, then I would advise the person to go for it.
In as much as I don't advise it, but yes, once there is need to save life.
If I have the opportunity to support other women, to encourage them, I would do that 1,000 times.
I would support every other woman, especially when life is on the line.